You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is Dr. Chloe Carmichael, and she provides mental health services to the fine people of New York City. And Dr. Carmichael, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, John. It's great to be with you.
You're very, very welcome. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your practice and what specific areas of mental health you help treat?
Sure. I work with what's known as high-functioning professionals. So I work with intelligent, motivated, driven people that are just looking for a little bit of extra boosting because of something in their personal or professional life, usually stress or relationship issues.
So you deal specifically with, I mean, are we talking about entrepreneurs or more toward the professional realm?
Sure. Well, entrepreneurs would absolutely, of course, include professionals. Mm-hmm. So I do have a lot of entrepreneurs. I'm a member myself of the Entrepreneurs Organization. So entrepreneurs are great. I also work with a lot of executives as well. And even some, you know, advanced graduate students or occasionally somebody who's actually attempting to retire and just having trouble letting go of work because work is such an important part of their life.
Now, I find this absolutely fascinating, solely because, I mean, when you think of mental health, you think of, you know, people who may be down in the dumps or on hard, you know, on some hard times. When I think of executives and I think of high, you know, level graduate students, I don't normally think of people who are down on their luck, for you know, so to speak. What kind of issues are executives and graduate students, what are they having you help solve?
Sure. Well, stress management is usually a really big one.
Right.
Issues sometimes with perfectionism.
Okay.
Or sometimes maybe for the first time in their life encountering a situation that they feel self-conscious or insecure or unable to handle. So, for example, if somebody has been top of their class in law school and then they get into a big five law firm and then all of a sudden for the first time they're not the smartest person in the room anymore and they have to learn how to deal with, you know, an overbearing partner and learn how to, you know, feel like they made some mistakes, sometimes for the first time in their life, and learn how to be resilient in the face of that stress. Sometimes they, you know, just need a really good, not exactly a pep talk, but somebody to help them keep their motivation engaged, even when times are a little bit tough.
So I'm sure you probably go over some exercises with your clients on maybe how to help manage their stress or make it not so prevalent in their day-to-day operations. Because, I mean, stress can really, you know, debilitate somebody from, like, getting their job done. Isn't that right?
Sure, absolutely. One of the things that I work with sometimes is helping them learn how to understand that anxiety can actually really be their friend. So a lot of times as well, people will become successful because, in fact, they are a little bit OCD. So they're the type of person who is always double-checking everything and replaying every conversation in their mind to make sure that they did it right. And that actually helps them to a certain degree in life. But once they reach the upper echelons of being an executive, there's really just not enough time. That strategy doesn't work anymore. So they need to learn how to strategically let go and learn what to focus on. Similarly, when they get into, say, a romantic breakup, a lot of times that's the first time in their life that they haven't been able to just study, control, and, you know, learn and manage the situation themselves because suddenly there's another person involved. And so that can be something that can be a big challenge sometimes for someone who's used to being able to do everything themselves.
And Dr. Carmichael, not to switch gears here too quickly, but I got to know, how did you get involved in not only mental health? I'm curious of your inspiration into going into that field, but more specifically, how did you get into this niche of dealing solely with, like, executives and just high-functioning individuals with their mental health issues?
Well, I've just always been very clear about it myself, that that's the type of work that I like to do. So even when I was in training in graduate school, school. Usually trainees are oftentimes put into clinics where you're working with people, as you said, that maybe just have greater cognitive or mental health challenges than what I'm describing here. And so every chance I could get, I would always try to get into opportunities where I could interact with the type of people that I'm describing. And because I just have such a passion for that, I'm very results driven, I think I just attracted a following. And next thing I knew, it was quite amazing. I'd been open only for about 6 months, and I had to start hiring other therapists to help see the overflow of clients. And I now employ 6 therapists, and I actually have also developed some programs to help teach other therapists how to do this, because a lot of therapists would like to attract and work with these types of clients because they are fulfilling and exciting, but a lot of therapists don't know how to get them.
And you've been around since 2012, so we're talking like five years?
That's correct, yes. And very quickly, it just came together, I think, because I was certain all along, even in my graduate training, that this is what I wanted to do.
Wow, that is absolutely fantastic. Now, Dr. Carmichael, we unfortunately have to end the show in just about a minute, but I really wanted to give you the last minute to kind of give me and my listeners an idea of where we can find you and your services. Shall anybody be in the New York City area looking for some mental health and is a high-functioning individual? So do you have a Facebook page? Do you have a website? Where can people find you?
Sure. Absolutely. One easy way to find me is to go to anxietytools.com. Anxietytools.com is a website I made so that people anywhere all over the world can just get a little sample of some of the favorite techniques that I use.
Wow, that is absolutely fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest has been Dr. Chloe Carmichael. And Dr. Carmichael, thank you so much for coming on and giving me and my listeners just a little glimpse into your professional life. Thank you.
Thanks, John. The pleasure's mine.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.